And we're with Superintendent Josh Johnson, Valley City Public School District. And as you know, the North Dakota Department of Health bumped us up from yellow to orange health risk. And Josh, basically you made an announcement that at this time it will not affect the Valley City Public School District. And I'll let you explain why.
Yeah, Steve, thank you. And we follow everything very closely at a local level, at a state level. And with this change now from yellow to orange, Valley City Public Schools will continue with the educational plans that we have in place. And the processes that we use is we follow our COVID-19 data very closely within the district. Those that are impacting our students and our staff. And what we look at is the number of positive cases that continues and has all school year long remained very, very low. We also look at the close contacts, and those are both the students and staff members that are in quarantine and also self-monitoring. And again, that number is low. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick in the number of students that are quarantined, primarily because of household contacts. So their parent or guardian has tested positive. Mm-hmm. They're a household contact, and therefore then they are in quarantine, not coming to school. At this point, Steve, we have not seen any evidence of spread of COVID-19 amongst our students and staff members. And I'm going to credit our staff members. I'm going to credit our students for doing what they need to do. They're following protocols. They're using hand sanitizer, wiping down desks. But most importantly of everything, they're wearing their mask. Our students wear their masks when they come into the school. They wear their masks all day long. There's very few instances during the day that they're not wearing their masks, and that includes eating and drinking. And, mm-hmm. and so very proud of the efforts of our staff and our students, and of course, always our parents and guardians and our community supporting our efforts.
Coming up on Tuesday, you have a regular school board meeting, and of course, you're going to be meeting with a couple of team members before that, and some decisions could be made and forthcoming announcements.
Yeah, Steve. So we have a constant review process. We have an emergency team that's been put together all the way back from the beginning of March when this began, and we also have sought the advisement out from City County Health, a couple of physicians in Barnes County as well. And so they consist of our Valley City Health team, and we'll be meeting on Tuesday. This is a regular meeting that was scheduled prior to our county moving to orange. We'll go through, we'll take a look again at our COVID-19 data, review our health plans, just really kind of take a comprehensive look from quarter one. Of course, in that conversation as well, we'll look forward and determine, are there modifications that we need to make? But honestly, at this point, Steve, we are not anticipating, unless I learn otherwise, mm-hmm. to make any recommendations or modifications to our current educational plans, again, based upon our very low positive case count within the school for our students and staff members.
All right. Well, and if people need more details or information, they can always contact you Monday through Friday, right?
Absolutely, Steve. Encourage everybody. This information, COVID-19, the district plan is available on our website as well. If anyone has any questions and or concerns, they can always email me. They can call at the district office as well.
All right. There's Josh Johnson, public school superintendent. Our guest here today on KOVC.